All right, boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning into the Big Honker Podcast. We appreciate all of the downloads. It has been a record-setting couple of months over here, and we appreciate every single one of you. This podcast is brought to you by EyeSight Drone Service, and they are now offering LiDAR inspection with an American-made drone. LiDAR creates an extremely accurate 3D model and can be used for infrastructure and construction inspections, terrain modeling, archaeology, power line inspections, and much, much more. They are actually flying over a farmer's field. They're going to dig a ditch for watershed management. It's going to tell them exactly where to dig and how much dirt to move. It's way more precise than anything else, and it's all with an American-made drone. If you are needing anything, if you've got this new piece of duck property, or if you're needing them to do something like this farmer's doing, they have LiDAR technology on their side. They can come out to your piece of property, and they can give you an accurate reading of what you need to do. So, for a limited time only, you can save 20% off of their services if you email honker@eyesightdrones.com. Tell them what you're wanting to do, and you can save 20%. It's that simple. I highly recommend you jumping on this because it will not last long. That is from EyeSight Drones. We're also brought to you by
Shin Gear Waders. Folks, if you're going to buy you some waders, you're going to buy waders every single year. There's guys on here listening right now that buy a pair of waders every year.
And they dread it every year. Yep. Oh, damn, I wish somebody would come out and make a good pair of waders.
So you got to cost waders, but you can have to pay a little bit for them, but they got a lifetime guarantee. So look up Shin Gear Waders, and they have waders in stock right now. Holler at them at shingear.com.
Shingear.com. They're built out of nylon. And like Jeff said, they got a promise that they will stand behind their waders for as long as you'll stand in them. So check them out at shingear.com. And you better hurry because supplies are limited. So if you want a pair of the best waders on the market, go check them out. We're also brought to you by Bangtail Whiskey. Enjoy a traditional corn mash whiskey, aged in charged new American oak barrels. You'll find a pleasant aroma of vanilla spice before galloping in a note of nougat, sweet corn, and a lingering caramel finish. Built on a dream aged 25 years, handcrafted Bangtail Whiskey will create the perfect sip no matter how you drink your whiskey.
Other than all that fancy shit, does it taste good, Andy?
It is very good. There I do my go. Whiskey sours out of it. You can drink it straight, however you want to do it. Bangtail Whiskey is the way to go. They can even ship it to you. You go to bangtail.com, and it will go right to your door. Bangtail.com. We're also brought to you by Pacific Calls, the boys up in Spokompton.
Trevor and Alex.
You'll never meet two better guys in the waterfowl industry.
Good people. I mean, good product.
Seriously, you can call them up at any time. Tell them what you're looking for. They're incredibly knowledgeable. Kind of about, you know, they can talk to you about maybe your skill set, and they can find a call that is best for you. The PCD is still one of the best duck calls that's on the market right now, and I like their 206. It's what I use for lessers, and you need to check them out at pacificcustomcalls.com, or you can call them however you want to get a hold of them, and they can find you a call that will work best for you. They're actually making Reese his first goose and duck call.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So that's going to be here for his birthday. Talked to Trevor, and he said absolutely we'd be happy to do it.
That is awesome.
You will not meet a better group of guys. So check them out, pacificcustomcalls.com. We're also brought to you by Boss Shot Shells. Listen, the shortage is real. If you want shotgun shells for this coming waterfowl season, you better order them now. And if you're a snow goose hunter that hunts in February, you definitely need stuff in the closet tucked away. Boss Shot Shells, all American-made products, shipped straight to your door, and it hits like a freight train. Bismuth is the way to go.
Another group of great guys, American-made, American craftsmen, Boss Shot Shells.
That's at BossShotShells.com. We're also brought to you by Dirty Duck Coffee. If your coffee sucks, it ain't the duck. It's how we start our morning out here at the Big Honker Lodge every single morning. Made here in the great state of Texas. They've got a blend for you no matter what you like, whether you're a high-caffeine kind of guy or a mid-roast, whatever. They've got a blend for you. DirtyDuckCoffee.com, and you can pick what you want, and it'll go right to you. They've also got incredible-looking swag. I like their shirts. DirtyDuckCoffee.com has got the best way, and they've also got a sampler pack, so you can get all their blends shipped straight to your door. We're also brought to you by Lucky Duck. the tops for those 2x4 blinds,
game changer,
might be the best invention that they've ever come up with.
My grand dog is going to be riding around in comfort with a
brand new
crate, extra large crate for his extra large big ass.
Yep,
a pad in there.
And a fan.
And I think we're working on getting him a flat screen TV so he can watch Scooby-Doo on his way to the hunts every morning.
Lucky Duck is working on the technology right now. But, yes, if you've got a plus-size dog like my big boy Lou, they now have a 5-star crash test rated dog kennel that you can safely put your dog in and not have to worry about him, you know, if something bad happens on the road. Listen, hunting season, roads get icy. You want to protect your buddy? Put that big-ass pad back there. Also, if you need a spinner, A-frame blind, they're the way to go. And now, if you're a crane hunter, you can put those tops on the 2x4 blind and don't have to worry about the cranes seeing the boogeyman in there. So I would check them out at luckyduck.com. We're also brought to you by Dive Bomb Industries, the leader in silhouette manufacturing. Great guys there, too. That is one thing about our sponsors, is every one of them is top-notch people, and they go out of their way for their customers. Dive Bomb.
Except for the fat bastard at Stanfield Hunting.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a dick. You're talking about Tony.
Yep.
Dive Bomb Industry, if you need silhouettes, they are the way to go. As always, you want to get the bag so that they pack up nice and neat, and you can stay organized during hunting season. It does not matter what you're chasing. They have got a decoy for you, whether it is Canada geese, specks, snows, ducks. They've got Canada floater line that they're really excited about. They're also coming out with the kickstand. Be looking for it whenever they say that they've got some in stock. If you want it, you better jump on it.
Guys, if you're hunting a pond, southwest Oklahoma, northern Nebraska, wherever, you're hunting on a stock pond, take, and you got a bank you're going to hunt on, take you 2 dozen of those duck silhouettes and stick them on there. It makes your spread look so completely different. I'm telling you, the colors pop on them. It's a game changer. It's an inexpensive way to add your spread to kill a lot of ducks. So look up at diebombindustries.com.
That's the way to go. We're also brought to you by Gundog Outdoors. Listen, they've got a couple products that I think everybody should need. If you're a waterfowl hunter and you got a dog that likes to, you know, go when the shot is called, you need the quick release system. It's a patented, which means it's extra fancy. You clip it onto your dog's collar, and it's got a leash on it. That dog does not go anywhere until you let him. You just pull a little quick release, and away he goes. It's super simple to use. This cheap and effective quick release system can be the difference between life and death. So I would highly recommend, all it takes is one. So every dog, I think, as a safety measure, you could use it. They've also got their field trauma kit. Hunting is a dangerous sport. Just every day you can cut yourself on a knife. It doesn't matter. They have tools in this field trauma kit that I think every hunter should have in their blind bag and in their pickup truck because it's just the nature of the beast. Plus, Alex Langbell, he's a super great guy, and he's taken a lot of time to kind of figure out what they needed in this field trauma kit, and he had to figure out a way to make this quick release system work, and they both work. So check them out at Gundog Outdoors. And take care of that four-legged friend of yours. We're also brought to you by the Looking Glass Duck Club podcast. You put enough pressure on them, they are back going. You go to Patreon and you become a cult member, and you can listen to all of their podcasts. Their entire library is up on Patreon. The bourbon reviews are free to anybody, so if you just want to listen to the bourbon review, that's free. That's about 20 minutes, and it's free to everybody. But if you want to get to the meat and potatoes of things, donate to their Patreon account, and then you can listen to Logan and Rebel talk a bunch of shit. They're a lot of fun to listen to, and they're great guys. So check them out at the Looking Glass Duck Club podcast. We're also brought to you by Goose Creek Retrievers, Mr. Matt Peel. He is touring the world. Got hunt tests all over, and I think he's
stacking up them ribbons.
Just ribbons galore for Mr. Matt Peel. He's a great guy, incredibly knowledgeable about training labs and hunting dogs, and it's a lot of fun. You should definitely follow him on Instagram, Goose Creek Retrievers. And if you have any questions, or if you've got a dog that you want to send off and have Matt train it, professionally trained, check him out. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to.
From a started to a finished dog, he can take care of it all.
Whatever you need. He's a one-stop shop. That's at Goose Creek Retrievers. We're also brought to you by EyeSight Drones. It's the way to go now. Technology is just taking over. Don't guess what your crop's going to look like. Don't guess where your water's going to come from. Have them come fly your property. They can do animal counts. Don't be takes the guesswork out of everything.
It's 2021. Get with the times.
Get with the times, people. The use for drones is endless, and they're going to be a part of society whether we like it or not for here on out, and it will save you a lot of steps. And like I said, if you've got a question about your property, your duck hole coming up for this waterfowl season, contact them, and they can fly it and give you a survey of what it looks like. That's at eyesightdrones.com. Last but not least, we're brought to you by Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. We've made it through most of dove season, a lot of dove season.
Half a dove season's over. Folks, if you want to shoot some ducks, holler at me. We have some prime Oklahoma dates left. Yes, I'm pushing this. This is new for us on the duck hunting. No, not new for us to shoot ducks, but we're really, really pushing on the ducks. Do a lot more duck hunting. So holler at us in Oklahoma to shoot ducks. We still got cranes and geese in Texas left. But if you want to shoot some ducks and shoot something besides ringnecks and redheads wherever you're hunting and you want to shoot some puddle ducks, holler at us for Oklahoma hunts. I've got a few dates left in December, and I got some January dates still left. But that's at StanfieldHunting.com or call me, and I will answer the phone myself, 940-658-3172.
You're going to feel like a real dickhead if they shoot a bunch of ringnecks that day.
Well, I will, but I'll blame it on you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the podcast, we are joined by Nick Costas and Duncan McLeod from Split Reed. They're up in Canada right now, and they are just having the best time shooting birds, running Split Reed, doing their thing. It's great to talk to them, and we hope you enjoy it. Go check out Split Reed. They've got amazing content, just about everything. It's awesome. SplitReed.com. Here we go. Nick Costas, Duncan McLeod. Two, one.
Boom, and welcome to the Big Honker Podcast brought to you by Gun Dog Outdoors. I'm Jeff Stanfield with the world-famous Andy Shaver.
That's me in the flesh. And then on the line with us today, we're kicking it old school today. I guess, you get north of the border and shit gets a little wonky. We got the men behind Split Reed, Nick Costas and Duncan McLeod. Y'all are just running roughshod up on those poor birds up there. How's it going, guys? Did we lose them? Oh, shit. Hang on. I had the wrong one up. It's been a while since I've done this. How's it going, guys?
It's 88 degrees up here. It feels like West Texas.
It's not 88 here, I don't think. It's kind of rainy here. Probably about 85.
You know, this is something Jeff and I have talked about recently. There's not much difference in temperature between us here in West Texas and you guys in Canada.
Oh, and it's been very hot. Not there's a drought, but I don't know if we're going to get a snowflake in October. Even
the 10-day forecast doesn't show 32 degrees, strong south wind. October 12th, I think, as far as it goes right now, and it's like high of 71, low of 40.
How far are y'all from Carrot River?
I don't know.
How far from Prince Albert are you?
We're probably a couple hours from, yeah. And yeah, we're like centralized between them or something.
Carrot River is 84 degrees right now. Their low is 55. Their high in 10 days, which will be Thursday, is 65 and 44. We were up there, I don't know how many years ago, but it fucking snowed in September up there. Now you're talking about October 10th and still not even in the 30s.
I know. I've frozen my ass off up here at this time of year, and it's I'm in a t-shirt and shorts, sweating.
Where? Yeah, we're going to do this call outside, but it's too hot. We can't.
What's the birds like? Because the guy, excuse me, a guy asked me today. He said, "What's the hunt like up there?" I said, "I don't know. It may be great. Sure. It may be horrible. I'm going to ask. What's it like?"
Well, I mean, you know, obviously it's a big area, but for the birds we've been hunting, it's the ducks are really concentrated. The birds are concentrated, obviously, with like a lack of water. There's a lot of dried up potholes, and the potholes that do have water are losing water. I feel like the snow hatch was pretty good. I mean, there's a bunch of gray birds and feeds and a bunch of juvie ross, and so I feel like the snows are, you know, pretty good. And then I've heard, I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that maybe the dark hatch wasn't, like the Canada hatch wasn't as great, but, you know, I mean, that's just, who knows the truth, you know, but the dark's been a little finicky. I've heard people say that, like, there's more more adult birds as far as Canada geese right now. I mean, some dude had a buddy who is does banding and none of it or something and was saying something about it. I don't know how reliable the source was, but I heard that. But basically everything's really concentrated to where there's water. I mean, if there's no water, I mean, there's no birds, obviously. And unfortunately, we talked to a farmer the other day. He was like, "Oh yeah, I'm so glad that slough dried up. I can till it over and plant more canola."
Oh,
like, oh, Nick over there got like sweaty and off his forehead. I'm like, dude, don't do all that. But no, it's been good. Still having to always have to work for him. We always joke, like, everyone, and you know, back before we ever came up to Canada, I mean, the misconception is you cross the border, pick your spot, throw a bucket up, and dove hunt any feed you want. But like, in the reality, they're waterfowl, and the prairies are vast. So spending a lot of time driving, covering, you know, driving all over the place and working hard for them. So
yeah, I mean, Duncan and I are both working on the computer, like doing a work day during the day and then scouting at night and trying to get a hunt in the morning before Duncan usually has like a call at 8 a.m. or something. So he'll leave and go do his call, and I'll pick up the spread, and then he'll come back after the call, and we'll throw everything in the trailer. So it's kind of like,
works out great.
Sounds to me like Duncan's the brains behind the operation right there. Duncan,
right.
Did you get your job the other day when you were with us? You had a big job interview.
Oh, yeah, I did, man. That's what I'm doing now. I landed the job.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. We are good luck, I'm telling you.
I appreciate it, man. It was. I don't know if we talked about it on the last call, but I was in the tobacco business for 6 years prior. All I've ever really done since college is worked for a big tobacco company, and so it was a good change of pace, and switching up careers a bit, so. It's a good deal.
I went to school with a guy. He's been in the tobacco business since we were in high school, but it ain't the kind that you were selling. And he's done real well for him. He's done real well for himself also. Yeah, he's done real well for himself also.
Talking about smoking some of that Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Did you see Asher's story? I guess somewhere that some hedgerow had a bunch of marijuana growing. The last place they were in New York.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, we went. I hunted somewhere in Minnesota, I think, last year, and we saw that, and some guy went and looked at it and said it was actually hemp.
Oh.
Yeah, we almost set up on a hemp field edge the other day, and I was like, holy shit, is that? And then we were like, oh no, those are hemp plants. I mean, they look similar, but we almost had we almost had set up on one of the hemp field edges for a goose feed the other day.
See, and I don't know enough about it. I couldn't tell you hemp, but same as y'all, the year I was in Canada, drove past what looked like a marijuana field, but it was just hemp. But fuck, I can't tell the difference in the two.
If there's a big, big, big field, it's probably not marijuana.
Right.
There'd be a whole lot of money.
So it's in sight, probably.
They busted a field the other day in northern Oklahoma, and they had $17 million in plants that they confiscated.
Really?
Now, I have never, and I've said this before 1,000 times, I've never smoked pot, and I'm not lying, but motherfucker, I would be farming that shit if I could.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma, really?
Yeah, because
you have a good...
medical marijuana is legal.
Did you have a good tornado chasing season?
No, absolutely horrible. First day, I got on about 9 storms, and then I got on a couple other tornadoes. It was boring. 2021, we thought 2020 was fucked up. 2021's been horrible. Everything. I don't care what you do, it's been jacked up. And look at this, dove season. We've never had a screwed up dove season. Joe Biden gets in office, dove hunting sucks in Texas.
You know, they say that the dove population in Texas is down 70% as a result of that February freeze.
Oh, no shit. Really?
Yeah, that big, massive freeze. And, you know, another thing that they're telling us is all the dove that – so usually the dove that we shoot early in the year are dove that this is their home. And
I saw Will Riddle actually – he posted a picture, I think – of a dove that had, like, I guess it lost its, like, toes from frostbite.
Yes,
yeah, right. He's seen a lot of that.
Seeing a lot of that. But what we have heard is a lot of the dove that stay here have pushed into Mexico, deep into Mexico. Because when you think about that freeze in February, that fucker went all the way down basically to the border. So there's no telling how far into Mexico it drove some of these dove and how long it's going to take them to come back north to resettle.
Get their confidence back up.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But it has been the worst dove season in Texas ever.
Yeah, historically bad. No, we've never had this. I mean, it's everywhere, too. And there'll be some pockets that'll have some birds. And, you know, if we go out with 6 guys and we kill 60 birds, that's not a good day. You know, we're talking about taking 50 people out and killing 750 birds is a good day. And it's been horrible this year.
Right. Yeah, that's tough. So, when's y'all's first day for waterfowl?
November 13th.
We'll have a duck hunt before that, but our first time to really be doing anything with water, goose hunting, will be November 13th. And I've got, I guess the dive bomb boys will be here November the 16th, 17th maybe?
I don't remember.
Don't get me lying to you.
Who all's coming for that?
It'd be November, I think it's 18.
Is it Asher and Cade?
Not 18, 19. I don't know who's coming. Asher's there. I guess it was today Asher's wife's, was that their anniversary?
I think so.
That son of a bitch married way over his head. She's gonna look at him. Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, the motherfucker comes from Arkansas and he's got all his teeth, so she hit the lotto there. But she is a good looking lady. And I was
she is.
Don't know. That boy hit the lotto for sure. Anyways, I'll be here the 18th and 19th. I think it's Asher and Cade are coming for sure. But I don't know for sure. I really enjoy Cade. He's a good kid.
Yeah, he's awesome. No doubt.
We're going to miss you, Nicholas.
No, man.
A lot of good times in the blind. So my thinking was if the birds are, if they're not getting pushed out by the weather, then, you know, maybe it would prolong your season in Canada. But are they just too stale to do anything with at this point?
No, I mean, I think they're fine. I think we're getting
fresh birds daily, but the push, there's like a big push and then it's a lull for a few days, but they're not a lull enough to be stale.
I think, I remember listening to Dr. Osborne talk about the difference in between calendar migrators and like mallards and Canadas, mm-hmm, versus like pintails and teal and snows and widgeon and I think specks and stuff, like, you know, they kind of know, like, you're going to see them regardless, kind of these certain days, and they move on a calendar versus a mallard or a Canada, kind of, as long as they have food and water, they're going to take their time. So I don't think it's going to affect, it'll affect some people, but I don't think it's going to affect everybody.
And someone was saying that I was in California, they've been seeing a lot of specks and widgeon already, like, earlier than they're used to, so it's almost like, if it's none of the above, then it's the lack of water everywhere else where they normally want to be, and they're pushing out. But, I mean, the big water still got water for sure. Yeah.
Right. That we've got specks here right now. I had my last teal hunt. It would have been a week ago, Wednesday or Thursday, so the 17th, 18th of September. Heard fucking speckle bellies. The earliest that I can remember.
There you go.
Now, Jeff here, he'd say, you know.
The earliest you've ever seen them?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I saw him here one year, opening weekend of teal season, which would have been the second weekend of teal season, around November 10th or 11th one year, we had one speckled belly here.
I think it was a cripple, and I think you were lying about not smoking marijuana.
but that's early for us. Now, usually by October 15th, we're sitting anywhere from 5 to 15,000 of them here. And by October 23rd, 24th, I've seen us have 30, 35,000 of them here. This year, with the dumbasses that run our state seasons and moving our season back to November 13th, I really don't care if we get them here till November 1st. So if they're a little 2 weeks behind, it's not going to hurt my feelings this year.
Yeah, right.
But we, but it is early to have them here. The teal were here, and then they left a little bit. They just ain't been. We've just had no weather at all. The same thing everybody up north is getting. And I'm gonna be honestly surprised. I've been very surprised that the guys in the Dakotas have seen the birds that they've seen so far, because it don't seem like there's anything to push them any birds down either. So I guess they're just shooting all locals.
Yeah, I think all the Dakotas are mostly hunting locals still, from what it seems like, and seems like the local darts are doing pretty good decoying.
Yeah,
I don't know. We haven't seen a push other than, like, obviously the Ross coming through, and now snow is more so coming through. But we've been even seeing just a lot of local birds too, and the ducks are just starting to kind of show up in more numbers around us as well. Just the past like week almost.
Yeah.
I had a guy tell me that there was David Weber told me that he saw sandhill cranes in northern Oklahoma the other day, and we seen three, and then someone else saw some down here. So the sandhills have already actually moved, and I'm assuming they're just calendar birds also.
Probably so. We had one day it was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was like
cranes like heavy for like 2 days and they were gone.
Yeah, you look up, we could see like tens of thousands migrating in from all different directions, just kind of dropping out of the stratosphere. It was wild. And then they just, like, disappeared pretty much.
Now, can...
I think they just hit the ground, grabbed a sip, and fucking bounced. Yep.
Now, can y'all shoot sandhills where y'all are?
Yeah. We haven't shot any, though.
So, run me through what your typical day is like. So it's just the two of you up there.
It starts with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for Nick at 3:30 a.m.
Every morning.
Every morning I have a peanut butter and jelly at about 3:37 every day, and then a rock star and
coffee goes on for me.
I'm going to get the rock star drink coffee. And we go hunt, and then depending on when Duncan's got a call. So before, we were staying in like a remote place that had no internet. So we were working. We'd finish hunting and work in the co-op.
Tim Hortons all day.
Well, we worked in the Tim Hortons, but then we started working in the co-op grocery store's cafe. Mm-hmm. So we would basically set up camp there with our laptops and do our calls and work stuff, and then
blood on the bibs
and then go leave and go scout and stuff, and then basically get ready for the next day or whatever. They have a really intense mask mandate up here.
Really?
I was trying to remember when it started, but man, if you get up to like Duncan will get up to like go to the bathroom without his mask, and he'll have four or five ladies chasing after him.
Why are they?
He told me one time, like, he was working in the library. I wasn't there. He said the librarian was so flustered that he was walking around without a mask that she almost tripped over herself, like, trying to catch him.
Why are they so afraid of it?
I don't know, but measures have cracked down recently.
That's crazy.
That's what we've heard. You go into like literally like a town of like 100. You go into like a little bar and grill. There's like one or two people in there, and you don't walk in with a mask. And they're like, "Hey, you need to throw this on."
Jeez.
Oh yeah. It's like, man, no one's even like no one. Like, literally, no one even like. There's no one around.
Right. So I did see that y'all got booted out of Tim Hortons. What happened there?
Yeah, that before we were setting up camp at Tim Hortons, and as I'm sure a lot of people know, Tim Hortons is like the local meetup spot for all the old folks around town, and that's where they get their gossip and their news. And apparently, we were taking up prime real estate every day, and so they put in an hour limit or something on it. So that's why we migrated over to the co-op. Yeah, so we went to the grocery store. I mean, now we got a new spot. So we did a month up there, like in the remote spot, and then now we're kind of closer to a bigger town and having a little stronger service. So living conditions have improved for October.
How long?
Yeah, I didn't make a phone call from our last place inside for a month.
Oof. How long y'all gonna be up there?
October 20th.
And y'all are just like, you're getting things ready for next year, right? Like you're getting things in place.
So Duncan's wife is in Australia for 3 months.
Okay.
And he was basically like, This is like my one shot to let my hair down and go to Canada for a while. And I'm starting an outfitter up here next year. So we basically were like, let's take the split reed office to Canada and I'll work on getting my stuff straight. And, you know, he can hunt and, you know, making contacts with farmers and getting some relationships there and working. I didn't really want to go in blind. I was talking to Asher and I was like about setting up my business up here. And, I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to get the shot. So I guess I'll just go in blind next year. And he basically was like, you're a fucking idiot. And I mean, he's conservative too. And he was just like, dude, if it's for your business, man, like don't be an idiot. I'm going blind and hurt your reputation. You're in business. So I said, all right, whatever. So I ended up getting the shot and coming up here, and it's been really beneficial for me starting a business. I mean, I understand why some people, you know, just to freelance, they didn't want to get shot or whatever, but for me, it was definitely beneficial to get up here and kind of, you know, sit in the living room with a farmer and, you know, just get that face-to-face interaction, get to know the area.
A lot of steps ahead.
Yeah, so a lot of steps ahead of where I would have been if I just showed up and said, all right, let's do this.
I'm jealous of you. That'd be fun to do all that stuff all over again. If they ever fix this mandate mask or the shot bullshit, I'm gonna come see you one day up there. But
well, I'm sure they will.
I don't know if they will fix that mask mandate, but if they do, you're welcome.
The mask don't bother me, but I ain't getting a fucking shot.
The vaccine. The vaccine. I mean, I feel like I mean we could go for hours on this, but it's like, you know, I follow like all these news things on social media, and it'll say like the gamma variant is going rampant in Phoenix, and it's like, my god, what happened to the fucking Delta?
The best part about Canada is there's no news, there's no cable, we just hunt and work, and it's freaking awesome.
That would be fun. Yeah. I did see where a Democrat come out 2 days ago and said that this will be the last big problem we'll have, this strain will be the last problem with COVID.
They're full of shit.
And I'm thinking, well, fuck good. I hope y'all made this in the lab in China, so I hope you're right. I hope
they're
this
so
is the
full
end.
Of shit.
But I don't.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't have no clue what's going to happen. But if they ever get it fixed or they get some science that really proves that my fucking foot ain't going to fall off from this shot, I want to come up there again one day.
Nick, did your penis like grow after the shot, or like did you have any adverse side effects or any beneficial side effects? Like
just a few inches. My dick didn't grow, but my ball sack's like the size of a watermelon now.
Well,
but that's normal.
If
but
they get
down
normal. To your knees, then you'll be 50.
It's like two pumpkins with a ratchet strap around it.
Nothing to be concerned about though. Like, you know, we're it's still okay. But seriously though, like no bad side effects or anything like that.
No, I mean honestly, I figured I just kind of was like, man, I put way worse things in my body than this shot, so I'm gonna go ahead and just give it a go. And I didn't feel I got a little bit tired, but everyone, you know, so Duncan was
I got felt terrible,
but I didn't feel bad.
You felt terrible, Duncan?
Yeah, I like had the virus and barely felt it, and then I was like on my deathbed when I got the vaccine. I was sicker than shit, but yeah, I mean, like Nick said, we've all had our past and put worse shit in our bodies, so really wasn't that.
Duncan and I got COVID at the same time, and he was hunting and like he was rocking and rolling. But I pulled a pair of freaking pants needing that. I felt like I had mono.
Really? Yeesh.
Yeah, you had it. Pulled a pair of pants. Yeah, I felt like I couldn't fight my way out of a pitch-soaked paper bag.
Now, earlier when you said that at Tim Hortons that they ran y'all out for being there in over an hour and all that shit, those are the same people every day together. Do they wear the mask when they're all sitting at the table together, or are the masks gone?
No. But they look at you when you walk in because you look like an outsider.
It's funny because a lot of stares. It's funny because like you go talk to a farmer and they're like, yeah, the COVID's gone when you sit down at the booth. And it's like everybody says the same shit in Saskatchewan to Texas to Florida. And, I mean, wherever you are, I mean, everyone knows the whole thing's a joke. I mean, you walk in a restaurant with your
mask. Not the library. They don't know it's a joke over there.
Oh, there's some liberal librarian there staying your ass if you take it off?
Oh, yeah. Duncan
works at the library sometimes, and he said that lady, just has so much anxiety.
So this ain't like a hot librarian. She's not a sexy librarian with the old glasses and the low-cut shirt?
No, she's got, like, red hair, and it's not a... But there is another librarian that's a pretty good looker, I will say, but she's not the one. If it was the other one, maybe.
That redheaded one's crazy.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are.
Yeah. A lot of redheads are, for sure.
And most of them, actually. Yeah.
Redheads that cut hair named Tiffany are really crazy.
Did Zach get his finger cut off?
He did.
Just the end of it.
Just the half tip. Of it.
So he's got like a little nub.
Yeah, his thumb. So he was trying to
rope a horse
or a cow and got it caught in the end, and there it went. Just like that.
Then they used some fucking lopper choppers like you would cut like a prune and rose, and they pruned the end of that bone right off.
Yeah, so when it did it, like, it didn't take the bone completely off, so like it kind of skinned it a little bit. So there was about, I don't know, half an inch or so of bone sticking out of the skin. So he found his thumb, put it in his pocket, went to the hospital. they couldn't reattach it. He'd have to go to like a hand specialist or something. And that other half inch of that bone, you know, he's in a small town hospital, so. The fucking doctor probably only saw this during medical school, like, you know.
Once.
This is not what he signed up for. And they couldn't find the right tool to cut through that bone, and then they finally, like Jeff said, got some chompers and cut the rest of that bone off. He said it shot across the room, and they put it in formaldehyde and said he could have taken it home, but he didn't want to. Would have hurt too much having to look at it all the time.
Put it on ice,
but... He said,
"Dude, I had a buddy put a lawnmower over their toe, and it was just like a brutal situation. Anytime you're losing a finger or a toe, it's just gives me a goosebumps."
How do you put a lawnmower over your toe
by accident?
Well, no shit.
And
but,
I think a lot of alcohol involved or something. I don't know, but it was gruesome.
I went to school with a kid that had two fucking toes. He had a big toe and a small toe. Ropped the other ones off. Same thing with a fucking lawnmower.
Jesus.
Man, you must have been on acid at your school, man. You had all sorts of weird shit going on.
I went to school with 2,000 people.
And they were all characters.
we had some fucked up people, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but...
Plus, I'm a magnet for information. If somebody's fucked up, I want to know their story. Ain't nobody fun to talk to. Normal people are not no fun to fucking talk to. You know,
hey, is Cletus and Otis, are any of them have any secrets they're hiding? Some fucked up stuff about the surface.
Otis does for sure because Otis is based on a guy I went to school with, and he's got some fucked up stuff. I got some. He was here one time, and he was at New Year's Eve. He was at the house one time. We were having a get together, and Michelle said something to him about his ex wife. It was still his wife at the time, and. He said, oh, fuck. He said, she's pissed off at me. He goes, I forgot to leave the combination in the safe, and I had to lock the cigarettes up so the kids don't steal her smokes.
Jesus.
There's going to be
keep the smokes in the safe.
There's a lot of characters are going to come out in Cletus and Ollie. I'm going to introduce most everybody that I've met in the waterfowl business over the years. Randy Bartz is going to be in the next one. And Randy's an old friend of mine, and he passed away. And so I'm going to have a thing about Randy Bartz in the next one. And then Cade Tricky's coming in one of them, too, pretty quick.
Oh, Tricky Dick Cade.
Yep. I like it.
But there's a
lot. Nick and I were talking. Someone needs to make a cartoon about waterfowl and, them migrating. And,
you could make the funniest. We were talking about, you could make, the funniest movie of, or cartoon of, a juvie snow goose who, ends up in freaking New Jersey and,
You're
trying to figure life out.
The liberals would fucking explode if you did something like that. Have you ever seen the old duck hunting things that was on Walt Disney?
Is there one?
If you'll YouTube Walt Disney's duck hunting, it'd be in the 50s or 60s. They've got a cartoon about the duck hunter, and it's funny, but it's pretty on point. But it's. Just talks about hunting and the decoys and shows him doing all that stuff. But, you know, that's back when cartoons had guns. So it's funny.
We need to put a Jeff Bolger twist to it all, and then we'll have something good.
There you go. We can make some money on that deal.
There you go.
So how are you guys delegating your split read responsibilities? I mean, you got the two... You know, King Ding-a-lings are in the same workspace right now. So, are we getting ideas bouncing off of one another, or do y'all go to separate corners when it comes to working on split read stuff?
A little bit of both sometimes. Depends on how much caffeine we've had. But no, I mean that's kind of like a all the time, every day kind of deal. Which the clock never seems to turn off there. So that's just. Kind of like a constant thing that we're kind of doing every day. So having a bigger team and full-time employees obviously is helping, you know, carry the day to day more, and you know, people that are more behind the scenes and whatnot. But, we're still spending hours every day on it for sure.
We're at the point now where pretty much our schedule is pretty much done. We're we know where everyone's going to be proposal. We're not really waiting on any more proposals. Kind of all the work that's going to happen this year is pretty much set in stone.
Just execution time.
Yeah, so now it's just time to deliver for all of the different stuff.
Now, how hard has it been hard doing this in a different country, or with the way things are in the world right now anyway? Everybody's pretty much just, teleworking. Has it kind of been easy running split read up there?
I feel like if you got a cell phone, you can do what you need to do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little service along with that. It's kind of amazing, I guess, the blessing and the curse, but I mean, because you spend a lot of time on your phone, but you can, with texting and calling, you can pretty much get everything done you need to get done.
Right.
Well, who's working at Split Read right now? Because Ryan's elk hunting. Y'all are in Canada.
They're never not working, Jeff. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
That's 24/7 all the time.
So
we have Christina works full time for us, and then we've got our freaking secret weapon Bonnie, who basically keeps everything organized and under control.
Keeps the train and on the truck.
Yeah,
she's me and Nick in line.
Yeah, so she's super organized and kind of helps us get. If we have an idea or got something rolling, she gets it on paper and gets contracts over she's
y'all ever, heard of the band Fallout Boy before?
Yes.
She used to be their admin assistant way back in the day. So we got her. She's a secret weapon for sure. She got some experience out on the road, but she doesn't take any shit. So it's good to have her. Yeah, she's been awesome. And then everybody else is kind of the goal is we've got our top people and, getting closer to having them all on a more full-time basis and, from a financial standpoint, I guess. So the goal is just to kind of keep
a good group of people that are going to get things done and then just add to their plate every year until it becomes like more
salary.
Yeah, it'll become a salary.
So
Christina's on salary, and we're trying to basically keep growing to where we can add another person on salary, and then the following year try to add another person and, you know, have more contractors that we kind of end up giving them so much work that they don't need the other work, and they can just kind of, we can just hire them.
Well, y'all's website's awesome. I'm telling you that much right now. It's good content all the time, and a wider array of things that should be interesting to most waterfowl hunters for sure. I want to ask you guys to settle a debate though real quick, me and Andy had. Who was better, Lynyrd Skynyrd or Creedence Clearwater Revival?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Bingo.
Hold on. That was one vote.
Dude, if you do some digging on Lynyrd Skynyrd, you put freaking Sweet Home Alabama and Freebird and Tuesday's Gone, you put all that shit on the corner and you do some digging for like Needle in the Spoon and like there's some good shit.
Nick's a fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd closet Lynyrd Skynyrd fan.
Yeah, clearly.
Everybody,
dude,
everybody
really
is.
If I was born another time period, man, I would have freaking cut off jean shorts, a mullet, and freaking rose tattoo on my arm, and smoking Marlboro Reds at a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert. We were cleaning birds the other day, and Nick's got like heavy metal cutter music on, and it's like he gets into some dark shit. No, dude. That was not even heavy metal.
Was it today's modern music?
No. I like Metallica.
It made me depressed.
I'm like Metallica.
Metallica's not modern music. That's shit from when I was a kid. Or not a kid, but as a teenager in college.
But hold on, Nick. You can do the mullet now. It's popular. You can do that and the cutoff jeans now. You're legal. You're good.
No, I know. I mean, I'm saying, like, if I was, like, not a recovering alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
Right. You know what I mean?
Right. You get into that sort of thing.
Man, I bet they're freaking... Man, the girls at a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert in the 80s... Fuck around.
So
they were dead in the '80s. It was a 70s.
What?
They were dead in the '80s.
Yeah, 70s.
Oh yeah.
Now
there wasn't. Let me tell you, at an 80s Lynyrd Skynyrd concert, there wasn't shit going on.
Man, I don't know. You went to a cover band, man.
you didn't
get in the right show.
There was still Lynyrd Skynyrd because the brothers done some stuff, but it wasn't like it would have been in the 70s seeing them.
The thing that brought this on is I know you guys don't have modern technology, but there's a new Netflix documentary out, and it's about Lynyrd Skynyrd. Well,
it's good.
Jeff had watched it. I had not. I have since watched it, and I've come to the conclusion that
Ronnie Van Zant
was just a big old, he's just a fucking poser wannabe.
Shit, motherfucker was a badass.
Creedence Clearwater.
That is easily the hottest take of 2021, Andy.
Yes, he was just a poser. Listen, he was against guns, Jeff. He was against guns.
You can't say whatever you want.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. It's legal in 2021. But listen, he's posing as this big Billy badass, this big Southern man. The motherfucker was against guns at the end of the day. He's a fucking hippie.
He was a damn good musician
and a
hell of a songwriter.
Jeff, I'm not debating that. I'm saying that the Southern traditional values that he claims that was all about his music.
I don't know if he ever said Southern traditional claims. He's just
Jeff,
he was a badass.
Rewatch
a badass.
And then he'd get fucking drunk and he'd go picking on people.
Well, he's a fucking drunk asshole. So what? There's a lot of drunk assholes.
Creedence Clearwater Revival has my vote. Duncan has abstained. So let's get
Duncan's
take on this. Or are you afraid?
Man, I'm going to go with Lynyrd, too.
There you go. Of course.
CCR makes phenomenal music.
They do. Nothing against them at all. That's what I said. It's kind of like saying Van Halen with David Lee Roth or Van Halen with Sammy Hagar. Both great deals, but Sammy Hagar was better than David Lee Roth was, just because it was more big. I don't know. I liked Van Hagar better than I did Van Halen, and I love Van Halen.
Y'all got live music going back again down there?
Oh, fuck. We haven't ever had it stop.
They're never stopped, I guess.
Y'all ever go to Austin to see anything?
There is nothing in, there is nothing in fucking Austin that I have lost.
Jeff, have you ever been to Austin?
Yes, many times.
That's the big smoke.
I hear
Austin's gonna turn Texas.
Well, they have. They make us fucking throw up every time you go there with all the goddamn homeless and shit. It ought to be fucking San Francisco West East is what it should be called.
That's where all the hippies are in Texas. See, that's where all the Texas hippies are.
There's a shitload of them there, and
that's where Ronnie Van Zant would have been had he still been alive from fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd. So,
well, Stevie Ray Vaughan played down there all the time, and Stevie Ray Vaughan was a badass also.
Was he in Creedence Clearwater Revival?
My dad loves Stevie Ray.
Did you hear what Andy just asked me?
I don't know why you're fucking pulling artists that weren't in Creedence.
I said Stevie Ray Vaughan was from Austin, and he was a badass. And you asked if he was in Creedence. No.
There you go.
Jeff. I like Creedence. I don't have nothing against Creedence.
You're a fucking Creedence hater, and I don't know why. They've never done anything to you.
Hey, I got one for y'all. What about Stevie Ray Vaughan and Dwayne Allman?
Awesome.
That's a tough choice.
Stevie Ray.
I would have taken Stevie Ray over the Almonds any day.
Stevie Ray.
Yep.
That's my dad's number one. He always told me Stevie Ray.
Kid Rock. Kid Rock or Stevie Ray?
Oh, fucking Stevie Ray. Kid Rock? What the fuck are you talking
about? Did
y'all
see our Kid Rock post? Nick's on a photo of Kid Rock. Kid Rock down hunting. He's a hunting son of a bitch.
I'd love to have Kid Rock on the show with us. I'm a Kid Rock fan. He's a badass.
That's my generation's music, Jeff. Stay away.
How is it your generation?
That's my generation's of music. You were in your 30s when he was popular.
Well,
you
calm down. I wasn't fucking dead then.
Jeff, you're stealing my music now. And I didn't think I'd ever say that. You're stealing my music. You can have Lynyrd Skynyrd. You keep Lynyrd Skynyrd since you're fucking butt buddies with him. I'll keep Kid Rock, and then everything will be copacetic.
Is Def Leppard your group too?
No.
Okay. But Prince is.
I didn't say Prince was.
Did you guys hear that argument we had over Prince or fucking Michael Jackson? But actually, the thing was, we had an argument, who's a better guitar player, Eddie Van Halen or Prince? Now, Prince was a hell of a musician, but he ain't playing a guitar like fucking Eddie Van Halen.
No.
See, Andy, you're wrong again.
So,
you're perfect.
So I did some digging here.
Okay.
The biggest hit that Lynyrd Skynyrd ever had.
Sweet Home Alabama.
What do you think it got to on the Billboard?
Number 8.
Oh, you've already looked at it?
You've told me this already.
Oh, okay. Creedence.
Probably had some number ones.
No, they never did.
They never had number one either?
Never Creedence had it. Oh, no. Oh, Creedence. I'm sorry. No, Creedence also never had a number one, but they had 3 number twos.
Well, that's still second.
Proud Mary, Bad Moon Rising, Looking Out My Back Door.
Proud Mary's not even their fucking music.
No one ever remembers second place.
Yeah, and Proud Mary's not even their fucking song. Proud Mary's Ike and Tina Turner.
Well, how high did the Ike and Tina Turner take it?
Probably number one, if I'm guessing.
I'll fucking look it up, too.
I mean, if fucking... Yeah, if Nicki Minaj comes out with fucking Beat It, still Michael Jackson's song.
Jeff, your disdain for Creedence, a great...
I don't have disdain for them. They're good.
A true Southern rock band, unlike those posers Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Shit.
It appalls me.
Oh.
It appalls me. So anyway, now that Jeff has derailed this podcast... What are you guys doing with the birds? Are you tired of eating goose meat and duck meat?
They're eating peanut butter and jelly.
Maybe that's why.
So there's a couple places that process, and we've processed, and they do honey garlic salami, and then
we're in the queue behind all the elk hunters.
And the stuff that we've gotten back, we've given to farmers, and just like as a gift, because nobody wants a bag of freaking nasty goose breast, but if you get it processed, then it's actually like, nice, you know, that they'll take it. And we've done that. We've done the food bank, and we've also
I met your lady Dorothy.
I have a lady named Dorothy who I meet at A&W for coffee, and she's
got a crush on Nick.
She's like 75, and she'll text me, and I'll text her like, I have birds, and she says meet me at the A&W, I'll buy you coffee.
Oh,
so I sit with this little old lady, have coffee, and then she's like, my car's unlocked, I put a blanket on the back seat just with the goose meat in there.
And here's 50 pounds of goose.
she loves it. She makes goose sausage and
jerky for like her whole town. She's from like 20 miles away.
How did you meet her?
Man, I just was like, whenever I end up in a conversation with anyone for longer than like a minute, I'm like, do you want birds? Or do you know anyone that wants birds? And then this guy was like, that lady over there, she's all about cooking waterfowl. Like,
he said my sister over there will take as many as you want to give her. She loves making sausage.
Yeah.
Nick went over and started talking to her. Yeah.
And so now, like, y'all have this relationship where y'all meet at the A&W for coffee.
Yep, so I'll probably have coffee with her this week, and we'll chat about
strictly transactional for now.
We'll chat about, I don't know what we'll chat about, but what we do.
You know what I'm picturing here? You ever seen that deal where the old lady's got the lingerie on and she's like, when do you want to hunt on my land?
Yeah.
That's Nick right here, yes, with this old lady.
We went and asked on something, or Duncan asked permission on something that was like so remote. Like, it was like we followed some birds, like a bunch of tree lines. Like, it was just like, it was not like just like on the grid. And he said the lady opened the door, was like an old lady, and she was like, you're a cute boy or something. Like, she was like she hadn't seen another human, and like, she was freaking,
I went from the top step to the second top step.
And she soaked her coverall.
So,
and the people you run into on the prairies, though, that's what makes it interesting. You never know what you're going to get.
They're odd people.
That's how I met Andy's mom.
Listen, the more desolate it gets, the odder ducks that you run into. And it seems like the oddest ducks always have like a fucking prime piece of real estate that's right by a water hole. And, you know, it's their first stop, and you're like, son of a bitch, I've got to go deal with this guy again.
It's like a feed of, you know, 15,000 snow geese on their field, and they open the door and they're like, yeah, I think I've seen a few running around out back there. Like, yeah, there's a couple.
So have y'all ever felt like maybe you're going to end up in a hole, like put the lotion on the skin again? You ever had one of those situations up there?
On what? Say that again?
Like Silence of the Lambs, puts the lotion on the skin again, or gets the hose again. You ever have any of those situations?
Oh, no. No, nah, people wouldn't fuck with us. No, I don't know. We've had all good experiences. Duncan got chewed out at the car wash for cleaning the trailer and decoys. Some guy said that he was,
that was
not the only dickhead we ran into besides the librarian.
That damn librarian again.
The manager at Tim Hortons.
but you've never knocked on a door and been like, oh, son of a bitch, he could be a serial killer.
This is a few years ago. I knocked on the door, and the guy said, come in, and let me look the number up in the phone book, because I was trying to get something else. And he had, like, eagles and, like, raccoons, like, just, like, owls. No, he had, like, eagles and really owls. He had owls, really weird animals taxidermied. And I was like, man, this is so fucking illegal. like, literally, bald eagles and golden eagles, like, mounted on his wall. And I was like, man, I gotta ask this guy what's going on. And I was just kind of like, so are you just an owl? Like, I can't remember how I asked him, but I was just kind of like, man, you kill everything, huh? And it was all roadkill, but he got permits for to do taxidermy on.
So he was a weird fucker, is what you're saying.
So that was probably like the most, like, I was in this dude's house, and I was like, dude, this guy's about to put me on the wall.
Dude, one time me and Nick got invited to dinner at these people's place, and like one of the main entrees was pickled duck from the fall prior. Have y'all ever had pickled duck during cold?
No.
Fuck no.
They put it on both our plates, and I had the hot seat. Like, I took the first bite, and they're all like staring at me to see like if I liked it. And Duncan
were choking it.
Duncan took his off his plate and just like stuck it in his napkin under the ground. I mean, in his lap, and acted like he was chewing. And he didn't even fucking taste it, but dude, I did.
I swallowed a couple times, and then
I was like, oh man, there's just nothing better than pickled duck, and they were like just they were like just smiling, just couldn't wait for us to like see our reaction. Oh, and I was just like, I wanted to just, man, this is fucking terrible.
Did they eat any of it also?
They crushed it.
Oh, they loved it.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know if y'all were like the guinea pigs and like, okay, we're just fucking with y'all. We're going to have dinner now and pull out something else.
Here comes the steaks. Hey, the steaks never came. The steaks never came.
From the year prior is what would get me. Like, if it's fresh pickled duck, maybe.
Dude, yeah.
But like, oh, that, yeah, it's been in there since the last prior. October.
Oh,
it said like George. It said George's duck on the jar, 2018, I think is what it was.
Oh, we was in North Dakota one time, and I knocked on a lady's door, and she answered the door. And you ever seen that Tammy, that lady that's the big fat lady that talks with her cigarette in her mouth all the time? This lady was not quite that big, but she was a lot older. She never let her cigarette out of her mouth, and she had a phone, and she was chewing on her grandkids' ass and my ass at the same time for asking to hunt on their property. Oh, it was horrible.
Damn, we've had good encounters for permission mostly, but you gotta, you know, phrase your questions right, and it's pretty, you know, pretty easy to get on. But we've heard like people in different areas of Saskatchewan have had trouble getting on, and it all just, I guess, comes down to, you know, whether you're an outfitter or not and the reputation you've got.
If you're on someone else's land, it's like basic 101 stuff.
Be respectful.
Pick up your shell. Like, listen to what they say. If they tell you not to drive in the field, don't say, oh, yeah, no problem, and then drive in the field. Like, they're going to see
it. They notice.
Find the trash. Like, just be a decent human.
And it might not fuck you, but it's going to fuck somebody after you.
People will be able to continue using the land. Like, you just be respectful and grateful.
Everybody we met in Canada was super, super, super nice. But I bet some of those areas, like around Quill Lake, where there's just a ton of people asking, I bet they get sick and tired of it, just like they do in Midwest, in North Dakota. You know, it's the same shit all every time. And then, like you said, it just takes one guy to fuck it up for everybody else.
Yep. Then they got a bad taste in their mouth forever. I mean, it's just so easy to pick up.
They literally, like, I think about it, like, they literally do not benefit at all letting you hunt.
Right. No, that's
like
exactly
like
right.
Like, it's not like you're not, like, if you have leases, that's different. But up here, I mean, if you just say, like, hey, can I go shoot the birds? And you leave 100 shotgun shells that get stuck in a combine or something, you know, or drive and rut up a field that they've got to flatten out. And it's just like, you're not helping your cause.
No, not at all. And so many people just, they don't give a shit. You know, so many people are just like, ah, fuck it. They'll never notice that I drive out here. And then you stick fucking thing. And then you stick the fucking car, and it's a bad deal.
It's like the I got mine, heck with the team.
Yeah. So you're staying up there. You got about, what, 3 weeks left now? You're staying there till October, what, 20th, you said?
Until my wife comes back, then we'll have to head south again.
y'all know Duncan has an Australian wife?
No.
Not until now.
Oh, yeah. She's freaking legit, straight Aussie.
How did you pull that off?
Oh man, I don't know. I've got a few tricks up.
She played on the same lacrosse team as his field hockey team as his sister.
Oh, okay.
Aren't they like 2-1 girls to boys down there?
I've been down there. It's not a good place to go for a man for sure. But I don't know how. I don't know. It's harder to pick one up, I guess, traveling as a tourist in Australia as it is when they're over here playing field hockey and in school. So I don't know. But I got lucky, I guess.
Duncan got lucky.
Now, they're
A blind squirrel finds its nut every once in a while.
Yeah, and then this blind squirrel just keeps finding his nut. You got now, Australia is even more restrictive.
I'm still trying to find
that. That's not if it's like pumpkins taped together. But Australia, like, their mask mandates are insane right now, aren't they? They're, like, full-fledged revolt.
Oh, yeah. She got down there just in time, and it's right when they shut it all down again. I mean, she lives out in the country. She can't even leave her, like, hometown, and there's, like, a $5,000 fine if you get stopped outside your hometown. It's fucking crazy. But, yeah, they're doing, like, I mean, again, we haven't really seen the news in a month, probably, but I've heard through her that it's just crazy in the cities.
Yeah, whenever you get back, like, look it up. Like, in Sydney and what is it, Melbourne, like people are squaring up with the police and just going to town on them. It's crazy right now. They've had enough. I don't want to go to Australia. Everything there can kill you. It does not sound like my cup of tea.
Dude, they do have some poison. They don't. It's crazy. They have zero predators in the whole country, but they've got more poisonous and like venomous reptiles than anywhere in the world, as you know. But
that's why that's why they don't have any fucking predators. They've all been killed by cobras and shit.
I don't know if Australia has predators. I think it's just dude. Did you hear that? Maybe land.
All right,
they got sharks up in the water.
Crocodile
Dundee, where do you think he was from, England?
I was on Instagram, and there was this Aussie there, and he was just standing, working on a fence, and a fucking snake crawled out of nowhere and crawled straight up his leg for no good apparent reason. He was just standing there. So fuck, I'm not going to Australia. It's not going to happen.
Y'all follow the Python Cowboy?
No.
Y'all need to get him on the podcast like tomorrow. That dude is a look him up right now on Instagram. Trapper Mike. He's like a modern day Jeremiah Johnson in Florida.
Python Cowboy Trapper Mike. He's fucking verified. He's verified on Instagram.
He's a beast. He's trapping. He catches pythons. He traps freaking hogs. He guides freaking active deer hunts. He kills
anything invasive in Florida. Invasive. They call Trapper Mike.
Yeah, he handles.
And he guides pugs now too. So you could. We're hoping to maybe get that. We were going to go down
there. He's got a dog. I don't know what it is. What's that dog called? Like a draft? It's a wired haired
Drawthar.
I think it's one of those. He retrieves iguanas. So like he shoots iguanas, it jumps off the boat and retrieves it.
We're going to Puerto Rico next May, mm-hmm. and they have iguana hunting down there. Another deer found in the swamp thanks to Otto, I guess.
Like Otto's a beast, dude. I'm telling you, like that dude. That is no joke, yeah.
Another successful blood track for Automatic. Yeah, this...
Andy's going to track him down and get him on with us.
I'll track him.
Shout out to Trap for
I'll send him a DM, see what he's got going on. See if he wants to slum with us a little bit. Those fucking iguanas that he's shooting, holy shit. Like, he's holding one, and that son of a bitch is as big as my dog, it looks like.
Oh, they get big.
What the hell? I've never even heard of this guy.
I can text him and just put you in a group text with him.
You know Trapper Mike? Like you've got a message with him?
We were actually gonna try to go down and do some stuff with
like make a video and
stuff within this summer, and you just got started. Yeah. We just got too busy.
Shit, we'll definitely have him on here. That'd be great. The one guy that I see a lot of, and he gets bit by all the poisonous stuff. What the fuck is his name? He got bit by the murder hornet. Like he'll get things and he'll let it bite him.
Catfish Cooley.
No, it's not. I can't remember his name.
Dude, Catfish Cooley. You remember that video of him eating that ghost pepper?
Yes. Yes, I've seen it. His bowel movements the next day have to just be just fire.
I tried to make popcorn like him the other day.
What do you mean?
He made some popcorn outside and put a bunch of Louisiana hot sauce on it and some Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah.
I thought that looks pretty good. We'll make you thirsty though.
Oh.
Anything with Old Bay is pretty good.
Uh-huh. Telling you.
So what is the which one of you is the cook? I saw somehow Nick was cleaning birds and then Duncan just had to make breakfast. I don't know how that arrangement came up, but who cooks on the regular basis?
It works great. Dude, I hate cooking more than anything, so
I'm the cook. Answer your question. I'm the cook around here.
See, I don't like cleaning.
Dude, I'll clean dishes. I just hate cooking. I don't know why. Maybe I'm special, but that's just... If he cooks, I'll put the dishes away. I'll clean the birds if he does breakfast.
What's the jelly of the month right now? Are we just grape jelly with Jif peanut butter, or do we spread out a little bit and try some new shit?
Strawberry with crunchy peanut butter.
You won't touch grape jelly.
With crunchy peanut butter? Fuck.
Yes, crunchy peanut butter all day. All day.
No way.
Yes.
A couple a day. Do y'all like pulp in your juice?
Yes.
Some pulp.
I like pulp in my juice, but I don't like fucking nuts in my peanut butter.
Crunchy, crunchy yeah. all day, for sure.
Yeah, crunchy for sure.
Fresh bread. I like peanut butter and jelly. You know, that's the big thing in the NBA now, is them teams all have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And chocolate.
Dude, we've been doing good. We actually, this is probably the healthiest I've ever been in Canada. We cook a lot. Duncan told me to not, Duncan's wife told me not to let Duncan come back fat. So we've been hauling the line best we can. Yeah, we've been eating pretty healthy and going to the gym.
Been doing 40-yard dashes. I've seen that, so that's good. You've been doing your wind sprints.
Got our 40. Yeah, got our 40s in the shin gear waders.
How do you like those?
Dude, they're awesome. Yeah, they're really sure nice. I mean, I haven't worn them like hunting yet, but I ran a 40 in them. And they felt that was the best I've ever 40 in waders. I mean, material felt like. I honestly originally thought so. It's, you can tell with just the texture in your hand, honestly.
Yeah,
they're a good company.
I'll be wearing them. Y'all wearing them? Yeah.
So, do you guys have a banger lined up for tomorrow?
Yeah, we have a little lesser party.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I'm jealous. The snow geese you can keep, but lessers and ducks, I'm jealous of you.
Yeah. So.
Well, you boys enjoy your poutine up there.
Well, we appreciate it. We're gonna keep trucking as long as we can. And Christina's actually coming up here maybe this weekend, and then got some buddies. We've got some visitors in October, so Nick and I won't be stuck in the same house hunting together for another month. We got some visitors rotating in and out a little bit.
Hey,
that'll be a good.
Nick, so real quick before we let y'all go, what is the, you said it has been official for your business for next year. What is something that, had you not gone up there this year, you'd have been like, motherfucker, I did not think of that, that you learned by going up there? Or is it just like strictly like the relationships that you've built have put you in a much better position than?
I mean, the relationships are like we have a guy that's like so loyal to us right now, like basically like
I'm about to be making a meatloaf.
Yeah, he does. We tried to bring him like we were like, can we bring you a, you know, case of beer or something, and he was like, nah, I don't drink. And I was like, how about a fat steak? He was like, I don't really like steak. And I was like, what do you like? And he was like, meatloaf. And Duncan's got a meatloaf.
Fucking Betty Crocker gonna make him a casserole.
Hey, my advice on that.
I always tell him, I'm like, yeah, Duncan, I'm gonna crack the whip on Duncan, put him in his apron. And he's like 80 years old, and he's like, he's crazy nuts. Yeah. Thinks it's hilarious. But no, I think as far as getting to know the area, there's like finding different pockets of birds, and then I think the relationships for sure, and then lining up like people like. Basically figuring out like where I can get meat processed and
lodging situations
and kind of
everything.
Yeah, I mean, basically going in blind would just, I mean, I can just picture it like.
I like meatloaf. I like meatloaf.
Yeah,
bringing ribeyes to the wrong
guy. I'll send y'all a video of Duncan dropping off a meatloaf.
Yeah, Duncan.
What I would do is I would go find some old lady, one of them old ladies that Nick's fucking having coffee with, and say, "Hey, I'll give you a 100 spot if you'll make me a meatloaf."
Yeah, put out a meatloaf to next week's order. Dude, his wife makes a good one, so we got some big shoes.
I'll just tell that lady Dorothy. I'll just say, "Look, how do you buy me coffee? How about you bring me a meatloaf, and I'll bring you."
Yeah.
Oh, God. You're going to have a GIF video out one of these days.
I'll send y'all a video of Nick, me, and the Dorothy one morning, too.
Oh, I would love to have that. All right. You guys be safe up there. We look forward to seeing you again. Hope y'all come down this winter. Basically, y'all be safe up there and watch out for the Canadians.
We appreciate it. We will. Thanks for having us on again, as always.
Hey, thank y'all. God bless y'all and be safe.
All right. See y'all. God bless. See y'all.
All right, bye. You can do the ending yourself, like you always do. I like meatloaf. That's not easy for someone to make either.
Oh, fucking cameras died right in the middle of that, or right at the end of that. Yeah, I don't like steak. I'd rather have meatloaf.
Now he's gonna make a meat. I don't even know how. I mean, I could figure out how to make a meatloaf. You get fucking some hamburger meat and some crackers, some ketchup, some onions, some bell pepper. Depends. I mean, you can put different things in it, and some cheese, shredded cheese. But yeah. Shit, I wouldn't know how to make a meat. I mean, I could figure one out. I've seen Mom make them before. Put some ketchup on the outside of it and bake it. But
I like meatloaf.
Of all things.
And I don't mean this rude when I say this, but there's odd ducks everywhere. They get really strange the further north you get.
And here you go. You always might find a way to manage to
really strange.
Really piss some people off.
They get quite odd.
Well, they spend a lot of time in the winter by themselves.
All by themselves.
And that'll do that to you. Look at the fucking people fucking went quarantine crazy here and everywhere else.
I agree. Listen. I don't mean this derogatorily. Is that the word?
Yeah.
I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm just calling a spade a spade. That there are some odd ducks.
The people we met in Canada were really good people.
And I'm sure when you get to Alaska and then they don't have sun for half the year, I'm sure they're even more cuckoo.
The weirdest people I've ever been around in life have been in Fairbanks, Alaska.
I'm sure.
And that's the honest gut truth. It was the end of the road for people, and you could tell. Now, there were some really nice people there that are really interesting that I met, too. But
right. There
was a big section of people there that were really fucked up, and you could tell. Now, when we were in Canada, most everyone we met was really, really nice.
Yes.
But they're not very committal on stuff. They hee-haw around about, I think that'd be okay. Yeah, I bet that'd be all right. Well, you know, I don't know. Just give me a fucking answer, yes or no. Right. And I think that's just common up there. But the people were very nice. But, yes, I think you're... The same as if you went in the swamps of Georgia around somebody or the hills of Appalachia, there are going to be some different people.
Anybody that sticks around by themselves too long, it might be...
They're lacking social skills.
Might be a little bit different. And I don't mean it in a bad way. It's just, it is what it is. If you're, you know, if you're a loner and you're into that sort of thing, God bless you.
Yep. But, all right. Thank y'all for listening to us. God bless you. I have no idea when this one's coming out even. Is this the week you're on vacation?
This is. I will be sunburned probably by the time this drops.
Well, hope you and Jesse are having a good time because you're going to probably listen to it while you're gone. So anyways,
no, I will not.
You will not listen to it?
Fuck, no. All right. Jeff, I am going to be... Here's my plan. I am going to download the Many Saints of Newark for my plane ride down there.
That's a half a ride down there.
For my plane ride down there? Well, I might watch it twice, Jeff. And then... I might not pick up a fucking cell phone.
Are y'all flying first class?
I don't know.
First of all, you're so full of shit.
Well, we'll pick up our phone.
You're gonna call your
kids.
Yes. Because them boys are gonna miss y'all like crazy.
Yes, I'm worried about Reese. Yes. No, he'll be fine.
You think so?
Just keep it fun.
Jameson, I don't worry about at all. Jameson will forget who the fuck y'all are but 2 days. Right. Reese is gonna be worried because he's just that good hearted kid.
We've already got that Trapper mic on.
Okay, good deal.
But I will call my kids, but as far as social media and shit like that, I am unplugging.
I'm going to remember that when the first time I see you like on something on IG.
Unplugging. Well, I just won't like on anything.
You will too.
Other than my fantasy football team, which I am, you know, committed to.
No, you're not going to be on social media at all.
I'm not going to be on social media, okay. But I'll be taking care of my fantasy.
Would you be willing to, I will bet you right now that you'd post something on social media the week you're gone.
No.
I'll bet you $1,000.
$1,000?
$1,000.
I'll do it for $1,000.
$1,000. You got a deal then.
I will
bet
do
you
it for $1,000.
That you won't comment, like, or anything on Facebook or Instagram or nothing for a week.
I'll throw my fucking phone in the ocean for $1,000.
You got a deal.
Jeff, I'm not sure. I'm not, yeah, I don't want to take your money.
Yeah, you don't because you don't want to lose your money.
I don't want to take your money.
All right. Y'all, thank y'all
very much. I'm telling you.
I'm too.
You would have pissed away $1,000 right there. You are just good that you need to be happy that I'm a good person and I didn't want to take your $1,000.
Yes.
Because I could easily, for $1,000, not look at my phone for a fucking week.
Bet's still there if you want to take it.
I don't want to take your money is what I'm saying.
You would love to take my money, but you know you're not.
No, I would tell that would be the easiest bet in the history of mankind.
I'll give you $1,000 and you can't be on any social media for a week.
Okay, hold on a second. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Those are.
I can't look at them, or I can't post
can't
on
them for $1,000.
You said I can't post on it.
Well,
I can.
Why do you
want to
look
post.
At them if you don't want to do that?
Twitter. I got to keep up. That's how I get my fantasy football news.
Thank y'all. God bless y'all. Have a great week.
Exactly. And go check out all of our wonderful sponsors. Check out EyeSight Drone Service. You can get 20% off of their services if you will email. All you got to do is send out an email to honker@eyesightdrones.com, and they will knock 20% off their list price. We're also brought to you by Stanford Hunting Outfitters, Bangtail Whiskey, Goose Creek Retrievers, Gundog Outdoors, Looking Glass Duck Club, Shin Gear Waiters. They've got stuff in stock, and you need it. Pacific Calls, Dive Bomb Industries, Boss Shot Shells, Dirty Duck, and Lucky Duck.